The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Just looking at the weather forecast for the rest of the week, which is fabulous, but particularly I'm looking at it for tonight, because tonight the skies are going to be clear, crystal clear, which is great, because sometimes when you hear of, you know, you get a message from Astronomy Ireland that there's something great to be seen in the sky tonight, you're thinking, all right, chance will be a fine thing, all we'll see is clouds. Tonight, that's all going to change, because the International Space Station is going to pass over Ireland, and in fact, we'll be able to see it from Cork for about 7 minutes. And it'll be crystal clear, because it'll be a clear night. David Moore, Astronomy Ireland, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You must be all looking forward to a chance to see it through a clear sky.
Yes, I'm afraid in Ireland, astronomers can classify the weather with two words, mostly cloudy.
Yes.
Because about 3 out of 4 nights is totally cloudy. You see nothing at all. Only 1 in 9 is, like it was last night, clear from dusk until dawn, and they're the nights we all live for. So we're hoping that's going to last for the week. The forecast looks good, so people are going to get prime time viewing of the space station flying over this week. We'll actually see it at night until July 23rd, so you've 10 nights, so hopefully those pesky clouds will stay away.
So what are we going to see? So if I come out the back tonight at about, I think you said, 10 to 11, what will we see?
Yeah, we tend to give out the exact time when the space station is highest. That'll be 10:51 tonight, so about a couple of minutes before that. And, you know, for the, it's a different time every night, so the next few nights, go to our website, it's astronomy.ie, and then down the bottom you'll see our social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, and whichever one you prefer. We issue predictions on those each afternoon saying what time to see it that night. We also actually include anything special that's happening on Friday. It'll be Venus near the moon. And if there's an aurora forecast, we usually get 1 or 2 days' notice. We have the longest-running aurora forecast system. We do it 365 days a year, even Christmas Day. So, you know, follow us on the social media to get the exact time. But 10:51, set your alarm for about 5 minutes before that now, and don't miss it.
And what will we see?
Right. Well, it looks like a star to the naked eye, because even from Cork, it flies directly overhead. It's still over 400 kilometres above the ground. But that means people up in Donegal can see it at the same time. So it's great for a national organisation like us. Everyone can see it all at the same time. We'll all be watching it together. And it looks like a very bright star, but about 10 to 100 times brighter than the brightest star that's up there. So it's unmistakable. The only thing outshines it really is the moon, which isn't in the sky in the next couple of nights. So it's going to get the entire sky to itself. I was watching it last night. I think it was 11:39 last night, just to show the times vary. And it was a glorious sight. And I've been watching it since they launched it over 20 years ago. Yes. And it never gets old. And knowing there are 7 people on board, and there'll be 10 tomorrow night. There's a new crew going up tomorrow. Is just flabbergasting. And for people watching, get the whole family out. Remember, you're watching space history in the making. This is mankind's first outpost in space. Mm-hmm. And also, it's the most expensive object ever built. About $150 billion has been spent on it to date.
So, like, how big does it look? I mean, it'll be traveling at 28,000 kilometers an hour and about 400 kilometers away from us. Do we need binoculars? Do we need a telescope?
No, you'll see it with the naked eye, plain as day. But if you had a very powerful telescope and lots of fancy software to make it track something moving at that speed, you know, it moves very fast when you zoom in, then you can actually see the solar panels and like. Some experts around the world do that. But for most of us, just sitting there with the naked eye, if you've got a pair of binoculars, great. When you have one of these space chases, which we were hoping would happen tomorrow, but they've now perfected getting a new crew up. When they blast off from Baikonur in Kazakhstan tomorrow afternoon, 3 hours later, they'll dock with the space station. So they'll get up to 28,000 kilometers an hour themselves and then maneuver very delicately in toward the space station and open the hatches then.
Yeah, how do they do that, David? Do they dock on, or do they fly alongside, or what?
Well, you know, it's rocket science. And these rocket scientists know what they're doing. So they know how to calculate the speed you need to launch a rocket to start from zero to get up to 28,000 kilometers an hour, when you need to launch so you'll catch up with space station at the right time. And all they really need to do, because the rockets are very violent machines, is get close to the space station. Then they can just fire the thrusters and ease in gently towards the space station. So you sort of throw the thing up as hard as you can, knowing roughly you're going to get it right. They're usually within a 1 or 2% of where they need to be, and then you can correct it after that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, although, I mean, you and I are sitting on the Earth, and we don't realize it, but we're spinning around the planet at about 1,000 kilometers per hour. Mm-hmm. Because you're doing the same speed as me, if we shake hands, there's no great deal. Same, once you're near the space station, you're both doing the same speed. You just worry about how fast you're going relative to it. And they dock at you know, just a few inches a second.
We forget that we're all moving. We forget that we're all rotating at breakneck speed. There's no Irish astronaut on board the station at the moment, is there, David?
No, and there never has been. I applied for the job the first time they advertised. Basically, didn't actually exist then. But the European Space Agency, of which Ireland is a proud part, was looking for astronauts in 1991. I remember the Irish Times carried a full-page ad. It said, astronaut wanted, no experience necessary.
Go on, that.
Irish people applied. I got down to the last 15, didn't get to the last four who were actually sent to the European Space Agency. Unfortunately, none of the four got selected back then, but lots of people have been trying. I keep applying for any astronaut job I hear about.
I suggest that astronaut wanted no experience necessary. Like, I mean, it takes ages to become an astronaut, doesn't it? I mean, it's...
Well, you know, it's not that complicated. No. The requirements were a science degree or a pilot's license. After that, it's down to health and your psychological demeanor. Can you sit in what is basically a big tin can with other people and get on well, in this case for about 9 month tours of duty that you do. So most scientists could do that if they wanted. And that's, of course, there's a big risk. A lot of people, there's been 700 or 800 people in space to date. And I think the number of casualties is 20 odd so far. Sorry. Not many professions have a safety rating.
Yeah, you know the way we can see them now tonight? That's the light of the sun bouncing off their solar panels, and that's it. Can they see us? Not individually, I mean, but can see,
Yeah, they could, and I think it's, we have the picture on our website, astronomy.a. Have a look around for us. We have a space station page there. But we took a picture out the window of Ireland on a day like today, when there were practically no clouds, and released it publicly. A lot of Irish people around the world will be interested in seeing their country from space. But when they fly over tonight, of course, it'll be dark. But they'll see all the towns and cities lit up with that horrible light pollution. Yeah. You know, all those lights should be pointing down. Unfortunately, about 30% of the energy goes, as somebody once said, to light up the underside of the jumbo jets and seagulls.
Camille, you're also having a public lecture tonight. Warping space and time. This sounds like something out of Captain Kirk. What's that about?
Yeah, we have thousands of followers all around the island. So this is great that we can now do these online talks via Zoom, which was a big game changer. And anyone's invited to watch. They're aimed at the general public, so all 8 million people can watch if they wish. Tickets are on astronomy.ie, by the way, and it's at 7 o'clock tonight, so you need to get your skates on. But we ask an expert to talk to the general public, not scientists. Don't use jargon. Don't blow their minds too much, just with the concepts, not the science. And Dr. Steve Barrett is brilliant at this. From the University of Liverpool, he's given several talks, anything from the Star of Bethlehem to the beginning and end of the universe. This one is about warping space and time, and it talks about, you know, things like wormholes, warp drives that you see in Star Trek. But also, you know, how does time actually change as you go very fast? These are all the things Einstein figured out in his theory of relativity, which is very complicated scientifically, but you can explain a lot of it in very simple terms, and how our entire world now depends on it. The GPS satellites wouldn't work if they didn't allow for this time warping, and we rely on that to put food on our supermarket shelves today. The world's a very connected place. So you'll learn all about these. A fascinating talk for the whole family. And you can watch it on your device or...
Cool.
cool. projected onto your screen or your tablet or laptop or whatever.
Astronomyireland.ie. Yeah, Anthony.
Just astronomy.ie. You don't need the Ireland bit.
Oh, you don't? Okay, great. One or two people are getting in touch here, people who are tech savvy and tech hobbyists. But you can can you pick up the communication from the space station?
Yeah, most of the astronauts are ham radio operators, and they do have a private ham radio rig on the space station with permission from NASA. They love talking to people on the ground. Now, today they can actually go on the internet, would you believe, and talk to their family on video calls, but they didn't always have that, and there have been lots of great stories in the past when the only way they had to talk to the ground without going through official channels was with ham radio operators. And Ireland was uniquely placed because as they come across the Atlantic Ocean, we're the first landfall that they see. So they often would contact radio amateurs in Ireland.
Yeah.
And we've had lots of stories in the magazine about people doing this. The frequency, I think, was around 140 megahertz.
I have it here because someone has just come in to us with it. 145.8. If you have, if you have that frequency range, 145.8, you should be able to pick it up.
You know, if you go to NASA's website, nasa.gov, just search NASA, you'll see that they have live streaming video. They have a camera on the space station looking at where they're traveling. So over the next few weeks, they'll be flying over Ireland during daylight. Cool. And so if you watch it when they fly over Ireland, you can actually see Ireland if it's not cloudy. 24 hours a day nowadays.
Well, we'll watch the skies tonight at around 11, around 10:48 to see the International Space Station, and we should have a good, clear view of it. Thank you very much, David Moore of Astronomy Ireland. If you've never had a chance to see, I have seen it once before on a really, really clear night. I looked, and there it is. It looks, it's like a very fast-moving sort of light. It doesn't flash. It just moves quite quickly across the sky, and on a clear night it is quite spectacular, and you will see it with the naked eye. What some people who I know is if they catch it in their phones and then they zoom in using their phone. So yeah, if you've got pictures, if you happen to get a picture of it tonight flying over Cork, why don't you send it straight into us at 083 96 96 96, and we'd love to see it. And if you have a shortwave radio and you can pick up any of the communications, can you just imagine if, oh look, there's Cork below, lads. I don't think it'd be quite like that, but you know yourself.
Cork's 96 FM.